Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
At 7:30, it's time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Mayor Laurel Prussing's attempt to keep two proposed advisory referenda from reaching the November ballot in Urbana was not quite successful. The two proposals still have a chance to get on the ballot this fall. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The mayor scheduled last night's township board meeting to head off two proposals coming up at a special town meeting in 2 weeks. One proposal she particularly dislikes is instant runoff voting, a complicated election recount process that would have voters pick second and third choices in an election race to be counted if no clear majority wins the first time.
I think what they're trying to do is create a very expensive solution to a non-problem. They're saying it's going to increase voter turnout, and that's not what's happened in other cities that have tried it.
If Prussing's own counterproposals had won approval, there would have been no more room on the November ballot for any additional questions from the June 30th town meeting. But Urbana Council members voted to defer Prussing's anti-instant runoff voting referendum until after the June 30th town meeting. And they defeated her counterproposal to a question about posting city financial documents online, because council members see staff already working to make the documents more accessible. The only measure endorsed for the November ballot last night would ask voters if they approve restrictions on cell phone use while driving. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The city council later passed a ban on text messaging while driving and penalties for using a cell phone while driving if an accident occurs, but no outright ban on cell phones. Also, the council approved a $46 million city budget with more money for public arts projects. The council approved Alderwoman Danielle Chinoweth's proposal to set aside $64,000 in city funds specifically for arts grants. Before the revision, money for arts grants was conditional on private donations, as well as arts event revenue and money from a new liquor license. Champaign County's Nursing Home Board wants to bring in a consulting firm to manage the nursing home. Last night, members voted in favor of a 3-year contract with Management Performance Associates. The current nursing home administrator, Andrew Buffenbarger, would be expected to keep his position but would become an employee of MPA. The county board will have final say on the matter. County board member Carol Ammon sat in on the nursing home board meeting. She opposes the MPA contract, which she says is full of items that favor the consulting firm over the county.
This contract is so one-sided. I wish I had it. We have absolutely nothing in here that protects us, the nursing home. There's no benchmarks. There's no performance standard. As a matter of fact, the bottom line is not even the bottom line.
The county would pay MPA $180,000 a year under the contract, but Ammons notes the county would have to pay the St. Louis-based firm extra for travel. Supporters of the plan say the nursing home is running out of time and money. They say hiring MPA to manage it is the best option because the company already has worked with the home. The county board rejected a similar proposal last year, but some board members say the idea needs to be reconsidered because the nursing home's financial problems have only gotten worse since then. The rising waters along the Mississippi River pushed through a levee on the Illinois side of the waterway this morning. The levee broke south of Gulfport, which is across the river from Burlington, Iowa. Authorities say the levee break has forced the closure of the Great River Bridge that connects Burlington and Gulfport via U.S. Highway 34. Burlington Police Sergeant Chad Zahn says Illinois officials opted to close the bridge because they're concerned that water could cover the span. A group of state senators in Illinois says the state is due for a thorough review of its prison system. Amanda Vinicky has more.
State Senator Dan Rutherford wants an immediate hold on all plans to close state prisons. He and other Republicans say that first, the governor should form a panel to evaluate Illinois' existing correctional facilities and programs.
What we'd like to do is actually do some long-range planning. If we have a need for a geriatric unit because we've got an aging population in the prison system, then let's plan for that.
Rutherford says recent announcements from Governor Rod Blagojevich about prison closures have come out of thin air. Rutherford represents the Pontiac Prison, the latest facility Blagojevich proposed shutting down. A spokeswoman for the Department of Corrections says a state review panel is not necessary. Blagojevich's office says discussion about Pontiac's fate, as well as a possible opening of Thompson Correctional Center in northwestern Illinois, is preliminary as Illinois' budget's still unsettled. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
7:35 now, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on AM 580's Morning Edition. And Ed, we have another great day coming up today.
Yeah, we do indeed.
If you can play hooky and play golf or something, I guess this is one of those days.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to stay in the office. I think I have a meeting with my boss at 10 o'clock.
You got a meeting with your boss at 10? That means I have a meeting at 10.
That's right.
Oh, crud. Let's see. What else have
Maybe
I got
we could
today?
Do it outside.
I got a meeting at 10. I got a meeting at 11. A meeting at 1. Guess not today. All right. So looking at a little chance of rain tomorrow, but then the rest of the week looks pretty much like today, too. So,
yeah.